We can hypothesize either a negative correlation, no correlation, or positive correlation. When we run our study, we only have three outcomes. We either find a negative correlation, we find a non-significant correlation, or we find a positive correlation. And so once again, there are nine possible results. We might have found what we hoped for. That's a smiley face. We might have found something when we didn't expect to. A frowny face, but sort of a light green frowny face. Because frankly, finding something is usually less of a problem than not finding something. Because at least you don't have to worry if you have a power problem. You with me? If you reject the null, by definition, you had enough power to reject the null. So this can't be a power problem. That's why it's only a little bit of a frowny face. The blue frowny face. This is when you're really sad. Because you thought there would be something, but there wasn't. And then there's the oh my God face. You thought you'd find something. You did find something, not the something you were hoping for. Okay? This is when we really begin to doubt ourselves and our theory and our practice and our measures and all the things that we should doubt when we find this. So we either have what we expected, an unexpected no, an unexpected effect, or oh my God. Keep in mind that rejecting the null does not guarantee support for the research hypothesis. Talking about the null and talking about the research hypothesis need to be two separate steps, both in nice, simple bivariate models and in big, nasty, complicated multivariate models. You have to separate the two. The direction of the correlation might be opposite that of the research hypothesis. You might have found something, but not the something you were looking for. That won't support your hypothesis. Hypotheses have to be explicit. They have to be explicit enough that you can really decide which things do and don't support them. For correlations, that comes down to not only saying there's a correlation, but what sign or direction that correlation has. The other thing is that the research hypothesis might be the null. It might be that there's no correlation. At which point, rejecting the null would not support the research hypothesis of no relationship. You with me? You got to separate null hypothesis testing from research hypothesis testing. Null hypothesis testing is one step on the way to research hypothesis testing. Our purpose is not to reject the null. It's not even to support the research hypothesis. This is what we limit ourselves to if we think too statistically. If we stop thinking about this as data analysis to serve theory or practice, and we start thinking about it as statistics for its own sake. Our purpose is not to reject the null. Our purpose is not even to support the research hypothesis. This is an even bigger bear idea. We're always happy when we support the research hypothesis. Unless, of course, our research hypothesis is crap. Then it shouldn't have been supported, and we're actually hurting ourselves. Does that make sense? This is why fudging is such a huge problem. You know what I mean when I say fudging. Okay? I really think we're going to find a positive correlation, and if I just take these two data points out, we did! Okay? You can't do shit like that. Because fudging, especially when you're fudging a wrong hypothesis, leads you further away from what you should find, which is what's really true. Our real purpose is for our results to represent the relationship between the constructs in the target population. Now, there's a lot of hope in this. We have statistical analyses of data from samples. We're trying to represent statistical relationships between constructs in a population. There's some hope there. There's some hoping going on. We call it measurement theory and design theory, but they really are just forms of hope. So let's look at how all of this falls together. Focusing on the two that get mixed up the most often. Type 3 statistical decision error. When our significant findings have a direction or pattern that is different from that found in the population, This is a difference between the effect we found and the effect we should have found. Where should have isn't theory, it's reality. That thing we never get to go touch. We never really get to collect construct data from the whole population. Everything's sampling variables. And the one that we want to make sure we can separate this from is results contrary to our research hypotheses, when our findings have a direction or pattern different from what we hypothesized. This is a difference between the effect we found and the effect we hypothesized. You've got to separate those two. A result can be both, or neither, or one or the other.